free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call numbers. We're joined this evening, February 9, 2009, by David Mukko, CEO of SkyBuild Power, a company that specializes in portable, modular, rapidly deployable renewable energy systems, especially for the military and for cell tower installations. Recently, they introduced the world's first hybrid power station in a suitcase that can be checked into an airline. SkyBuild's system can be thought of as a Dell of renewable energy made to mix and match the customer's satisfaction through an array of plug-and-play modules. They've been listed in our top 100 clean energy technologies for a couple of years. And this is actually the second time Dave will be on the show, the first having been January 2007. Dave, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you, Sterling. Nice to be joining you.
Well, tell us about SkyBuild Power. What is this all about? Where did you get the name, and what does SkyBuild Power do?
Well, SkyBuild Power, the name originally came from the idea that there's a lot of free energy in the sky, both solar as well as wind. And we had originally started out as a solar-oriented company, and then we realized that, wait a minute, you can do a lot more if you can combine and have a hybrid system, which would include solar plus wind and battery backup and maybe other things such as fuel cells or an auxiliary generator and so forth. So that's where the name came from. But SkyBuild is a pretty unique company. I have spent more than 35 years in the energy business and looked at all sorts of kinds of power from and we worked in the areas from natural gas to solar and wind and fuel cells and bioenergy and so forth. Just by way of background, I used to play with Tinker Toys, and I used to make little wind turbines when I was a kid. I'm a little bit older now, but I'm still playing around with those sorts of things. And one of the things about that I saw when I sat down with Scott Sklar, a good friend of mine who would run the major trade association for the solar industry. We were having lunch and said, you know, what's wrong? Why isn't there more use of what's called distributed generation in the renewable field? In other words, where you can put the power where the users are. Why are we sending power thousands of miles, hundreds and hundreds of miles across power lines that can be easily interrupted when a tree hits, when you've got sun and wind and these other things near where the users are? And one of the answers we came up with is that things are too complicated. It's a little bit hard to figure out how to put some of these things together, solar and wind and batteries and so forth. So we decided to use the Tinker Toy model and find a very simple way to take renewable energy products, prepackage them in various forms, and then flip a switch and they just turn on and run. Very simple for the user. It's a little bit, in a sense, like a laptop computer. I can remember before, you know, computers were in every household. When I would go into a lab or engineering firm somewhere, and they'd have a whole bunch of wires and switches, and it was just complicated to send a letter to grandma with that kind of a system. Now a three-year-old can virtually type a letter to grandma on a computer, and we took a look at that model and said, wait a minute, let's come up with a new way to package renewables so that they can operate simply for the user, you can use anybody's new product that comes off the shelf, whether it's a improved solar panel that you see virtually every day now, or a better wind turbine, or a better battery. Make sure you could plug anybody's product in just like you can with a laptop. You can use any new monitor or any new mouse. And then let's make it expandable and plug and play so that you don't have to replace an operating system whenever you have a better component in there. And let's make it rugged and reliable so you can pretty much turn it on, walk away, and just get power. So that's what we've been doing.
Well, you know, one of the things I notice in the various modules that you have is very often you show a shipping container. Is that kind of like the tower of the computer, to use the analogy of the computer?
Well, that is a good analogy. We started out saying, well, what's the killer application? What would be the simplest thing that a lot of people would find useful? And we looked at your standard, 10 or 20 foot shipping container. You see these freight containers, everywhere. You see them at every construction site. You see them at gas stations somewhere where they store tires or other products, batteries. And there are millions of them coming in and going out in world trade of the U.S. Every year. We said, well, that's a very rapidly deployable standard package. With the corner blocks on it, it's used to being picked up and put on trains or ships or boats and flatbeds, and you see them on the highway all the time. So let's use that as a standard package, and we'll put everything you need right in that, and then when the customer gets it, they drop it on site, they open the doors, take the solar panels out, hook them up, take wind turbines out, attach them, for example, either right to the container, or if they want to deploy them farther away, that's fine. Throw a switch, and now you've got a power station that'll run for years with very little maintenance, and can be expandable. We build these to operate all over the world. Some of them can be remotely controlled worldwide. They can be heated and air conditioned. You can put, people in them or troops in them, and things we build for the Army and for the military. So that's one model. And then once we started doing that, we said, well, wait a minute. How about a lighter weight version that would be more mobile, that would have the same characteristics of rapidly deployable, expandable power, but would not be so heavy? A freight container, pretty heavy thing by the time you put a lot of batteries in and so forth, if you want to have some backup power when there's no sun and no wind. So we came up with a trailer-based version. We took and we built this for the military, standard 10-foot Army or Marine Corps open trailer. And then we developed a new kind of solar blanket. Instead of having to put up solar racks and grading the site and doing these things you have to do with solar, we said, let's just make a blanket, kind of like a king-size bedspread. We'll put a bunch of those on a trailer and just throw them on the ground, plug them in, and then we'll have wind turbines on there. And instead of anchoring those to the ground, which takes a certain amount of effort, you may have to drill a hole in the ground for guy wires and so forth. Let's just make a platform, a horizontal platform. You just drive the tire on the trailer over that platform, and then the wind turbine will just telescope up the 20 or 30 feet. So those go up quick, and then we'll put batteries in there so the power from wind and sun go into the battery system. And again, we put weather stations on these if that's what the customer wants, and remote controls, and we can put a backup generator on. And that whole system can deploy anywhere in the world in about 45 minutes. So then we said, one of our customers said, wait a minute, could you lighten up the weight on that a little bit? So we came up with a skid-based system that you can drop in the back of a pickup truck or another vehicle, and we came out with batteries on one skid and the rest of the controls on the other. And that way it can be easily moved or helicoptered around. And then we said, wait a minute, let's make something even smaller. One of the large communications companies came to us and said, you know, we've got portable satellite communication systems that are used in the field that are man carryable. But the problem is batteries. You got to haul the batteries in. Maybe you run them for a day or for a few hours, rather. You know, some batteries only last about an hour. And you never know if the battery's dead or not. And then you have to throw the battery away and haul the batteries out or get rid of them and buy new batteries, which seems ridiculous. So we said, well, let's just build a power station in a suitcase. And then that can power anything you need power for, up to a certain power limit, of course. And so that's kind of the range of products, but every one of them applies the same idea of really very simple operation, hybrid power. Even in the suitcase, we can put solar plus wind plus batteries. And again, that can be remotely controlled if the application requires it. And so that's kind of the strategy that we use on these various products.
And when you talk about hybrid, I imagine on the larger ones, the freight containers, you can also put a generator in there, some kind of diesel or biodiesel or other fuel generator as a backup in case the solar wind is not adequate?
Yes, and that's a very good point, Sterling. You know, we do a lot of power modeling. We're kind of one of the experts in the world as far as renewable power modeling, and we work with Georgia Tech and so forth on very advanced power modeling systems. When you're going to build a renewable energy platform or hybrid, we call it hybrid when you're mixing solar, wind, batteries, fuel cells, whatever, more than one source of power. When you're doing that, we'll look at where is the unit going to be placed, what's latitude, longitude, wind speed, wind density, the solar radiation, and so forth. And what you're looking at is a number of variables. Sometimes we'll run, you know, thousands of computer runs to get the optimal mix. We may have a customer that says, I want it to be 100% green. Another customer might say, what's the cheapest way to get me 5,000 watts continuous in the middle of Africa somewhere to, let's say, pump water in a remote village? Somebody else might say, I'm very concerned about noise. It's got to be quiet, and so forth. So what we do is run computer models and optimize what is the best thing for the customer.
Let's pick up with that point. We're going to be going to break here in a few seconds, talking about how you take your system and you apply it to your customer, whatever their needs are.
I plugged the scan gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The scan gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The scan gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
I'll be honest. After high school, I wasn't really sure what to do.
I never had what you called a mentor, someone to help me figure out what I was best at.
I needed guidance.
I know I needed discipline.
The guard helped me get squared away.
Squared away? That means you've got everything together, everything in its place. It's something I could not have achieved without guard.
In the guard, I learned that I have a lot more in me than I ever dreamed. Physical stamina and career ambition.
The National Guard really helped turn my life around. Friends and family, my community, and the nation all can rely on me.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck, and I've become a leader.
I've got a plan for the future. I'm squared away, thanks to the National Guard.
Visit 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard, aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't settle for misery. Dr. Laura has a better way.
Okay, I'll give you a dollar for every family member who doesn't know you're gay. Are you going to get rich? Or are you even going to be able to pay a parking ticket with that? Come on.
Yes, Dr. Laura.
Everybody's limited in some way. Right. Everybody's got something. I do, you do. And the nobility of our lives comes from what we do instead.
Dr. Laura.
I guess it's time to start doing.
Yeah.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons at 1 on KFNX.
Free energy now.
Sterling Allen coming back at you from Eagle Mountain. I'm talking tonight to David Mucco. He's the CEO of Skybuild Power, a company that specializes in portable, modular, rapidly deployable renewable energy systems, especially for the military, as well as for cell tower installations and other users, which is going to be the topic of our this next segment. But I should also mention that he was just talking about they've come up with the world's first hybrid power station in an airline checkable suitcase. Dave, let's talk about these how you match your customers' needs with your plug-and-play technology. And as you were talking earlier, it kind of the analogy of kind of pulling it out of the box, the plug-and-play, the ease of deployment with a laptop, it almost sounds like your renewable energy modules are as easy to deploy as getting a new computer and pulling it out of the box and plugging things in and off you go.
Well, that's the, Sterling, that's the whole idea. You know, even the big complex systems that we build, and I should probably add for those that are listening that we are not selling to home markets or, a farmer that wants a little extra power and so forth. Our markets typically range from things like disaster relief, where you have a, Katrina-type event and you need some portable communication power, to other applications for things that FEMA and Homeland Security do. For example, we are powering communication systems on tops of mountains in areas that are inaccessible where you can't even land a helicopter. Maybe you're at 5,000 feet and, 10 or 15 feet of snow, but you need a cell tower on the main Canadian border, for example, where we're building systems for Customs and Border Patrol. We also build power stations for the military where maybe they have a forward operating base in Afghanistan or Iraq. And one of the big problems has been IEDs, these explosive charges that are set on the road to upset all the convoys that are running carrying fuel to our troops. And if you can get rid of that logistics and you can just put power without anything else, virtually no maintenance, no fuel, no spare parts, those sorts of things, then we're saving, for example, up to 97% for the U.S. Army in the field with our rapidly deployable systems because they're just working off of solar and wind. And indeed, in one Army base, we had a backup generator on one of our systems, and it ran so little that the generator wouldn't start because the battery on the generator wasn't exercised enough by having the generator come on for weeks at a time. So we ended up with a fix on that to put a solar cell just to trickle charge the battery so the backup generator would always be ready to automatically come on. So most of what we do, we're a kind of an unusual company in that the CIA has a venture capital firm called InQtel, INQTEL, and they invest in transformational technologies, and they are one of our shareholders. So we do some things for the intelligence community as well. So these are high-end, super reliable systems. You can see more about us on Skybuilt.com, SKYBUILT.com.
Now, when you're talking about these systems that are deployed out in remote areas, for example, the snow-capped mountain, you're talking about deploying in the summer when you can get to it and anchor it down, and then you don't have to worry about getting to it because it basically is a self-contained power source that can provide its own power from either wind or solar or backup generator if needs be, so that you then have a no need for logistical support to keep that thing running.
Yeah, that's correct. And where, for example, up in Maine on some of the mountaintops where we deploy systems, from the first snowfall until the last one in the springtime, you know, helicopters really don't want to go up there. They can't land in deep snow or land in snow. It's icy and so forth. So in those cases, we don't even use backup generators. Everything is solar, wind, or, you know, some other power like that. For example, if there were any running water, which you wouldn't have in those conditions, but let's say you're in the tropics and there's a stream, and let's say it's running, you know, at least about 6 miles an hour, we can put a little micro turbine in there and plug that right into our system. And the power from that, as well as solar and wind or whatever else you want, goes into the battery bank. And then when any of those sources, you know, it's not a sunny day and you don't get as much solar or whatever, you keep the battery bank topped off. And that always allows you to have enough power for whatever application you have.
A couple of questions come to mind as you talk about that. Number one, you just mentioned the microturbine from stream power, or you could use river power. What does the customer have to choose from in terms of what's available and what systems you have to extract energy from free environmental sources?
Well, we're an energy solutions company, so what we do is we're not trying to sell particular products. We're just trying to make a happy customer, basically. So we sit down and say, how much power do you need? Where are you going to be? And then where on the earth are you going to be? And then we look at what's available. And if there's some wind, we will specify wind turbines. If there's sun, we'll specify solar panels. If there's running water, we'll specify microturbines. If you want heating or air conditioning, it may be a geothermal system where we'll put pipes down in the ground. And then rather, if you look at some of these cell towers along the highway as you're driving down the roads, and you see these big, tall cell towers, well, at the base of each of those cell towers, you'll see what's called a shelter in the industry, and that's where the electronics are. And if they're off the grid, you will see that they've got a generator there to keep things in the right temperature range for the electronics on those radios that are on the cell towers. That takes a huge amount of power. It's expensive. It requires logistics. You have to exercise the generators and maintenance and so forth, and we can get rid of those things. In part by using solar and or wind, and then having a geo-exchange system which controls the heat and the humidity or air conditioning, if you want it, in that shelter. We're just building a system now for Customs and Border Patrol, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. We are putting multiple wind turbines on the very top of a very tall tower. And I don't know that that's ever been done before. So we basically get all the free power we can from the site. In terms of the economics of this thing, in the right kinds of climates, our systems will pay for themselves in months to a couple of years. The Defense Sciences Board, which includes people like James Woolsey and former Secretary of Department of Defense Schlesinger and so forth, came out with a report in February which looked at all of the things the U.S. military needs to do to reach their goals of having more renewable energy, a more deployable force in the field, and to save money and avoid oil imports and so forth. And they only highlighted two companies by name. One was Skybuilt Power, or the savings that we've already provided to the military. And the other, incidentally, was Walmart. When a freezer door stays open too long in a Walmart store somewhere, and I don't know if it's true of every store, but apparently they have it alarmed so that an alarm rings at their headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, saying, hey, you got a you know, door out there staying open too long, you're wasting energy. So a real good example of how we can reduce energy, wasteful energy use on the demand side, and then SkyBuild helps to reduce it on the supply side.
Now, one of the things, you know, we've got a picture on our site of a brochure that you sent me that has one of these shipping containers, the solar panels deployed, and there's a wind turbine deployed, and shows a cell tower reception modules on the top of a mountain. And, you know, I've climbed a few mountains in my life, and the wind can be brutal up there. I would imagine that these things are able to withstand those kinds of the kinds of speeds and the fluxes, the change in directions, the fast and the slow, the gusts and whatnot that you're going to get in those environments?
That's a very good question. Our systems are made for any climate on the planet. And if you're in the Arctic, it's you can really use a lot of wind compared to sun. We're specking out a product now for the Antarctic.
Yeah. Let's pick that up after the bottom of the hour here.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. With the Senate on the verge of passing a stimulus bill, President Obama says he hopes Senate and House negotiators will move quickly to agree on a compromise version.
I suspect that the package that emerges is not going to be 100% of what I want, but my bottom line is, are we creating 4 million jobs, and are we laying the foundation for long-term economic growth?
CNN contributor Roland Martin says it's not Congress that Obama needs to reach out to.
I think what he has to do is continue to tell the average person this is how this impacts you, not bankers, not folks in D.C., but you in Columbus, in Dayton, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Tennessee, those small towns, those big cities.
While the economy is on our minds, the war in Iraq continues. 4 American soldiers killed today in a car bombing in Mosul. A-Rod says, yes, it's true. The major leaguer confirming that he did use steroids when he played for the Texas Rangers. This is CNN Radio.
Scattered on and off showers this evening. Some could be heavy here in the valley and will continue the rain through early tomorrow. Then we get a break tomorrow afternoon. Through Thursday and Friday, it should be a bit warmer. But then by the weekend, more showers moving in. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 49 degrees.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
56-3842. Get Wealthy Arizona every Wednesday from 3 to 4. Learn how to eliminate market risk from your retirement accounts by listening to Get Wealthy Arizona, brought to you by EquityForProfit.com, every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Did you open your year-end statement and feel sick to your stomach? Were you devastated to see the losses in your portfolio? You're not alone. You're thinking, is there any way to recapture these losses in 2009? There is hope. Call Stoll's Financial Partners for a free portfolio review and comparison report at 602-889-6500 or visit ReviewMyAccountNow.com. That's ReviewMyAccountNow.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, and registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Scott Rebick, owner of Total Tree Removal. Right now, Total Tree Removal is offering a 15% discount to KFNX listeners. 15% off all of our services, including tree removal, stump removal, and tree trimming during February. Total Tree Removal is licensed and insured. Estimates are always free. We work on any size tree. Call 480-384-0298. Mention KFNX and receive 15% off. Total Tree Removal, 100% American. 480-384-0298.
He's the voice of joyous.
Are you really serious? If you're not nervous about that, what's it going to take for you to get nervous? Because I sure am.
Join in and listen to the Lou Dobbs Show, weeknights at 10 on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Gonna make a change in some lives today. We will work with not for profit.
free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations there for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
That's our toll-free call-in number, 866-536-1100. If you're listening live and you want to ask a question, feel free to give us a call. We're talking tonight, February 9, 2009, to David Mucko. He's the CEO of Skybuilt Power. They are building modular, rapidly deployable, portable renewable energy systems, including something as small as a suitcase that could be checked into an airline, something as big as a shipping container that could be dropped down by a helicopter on the top of a mountain to power a cell tower. Dave, before we went to break, you were talking about what were you talking about? I'm sorry.
We're talking about how tough these systems have to be if let's say, 10,000 feet and, you know, maybe 15, 20 feet of snow in a bad part of the world. And, yes, our systems are specifically built to handle those kinds of extremes. And for wind turbines, one of two things happen. Some of the wind turbines go into a free spin mode at very high wind speeds, you know, over 80 miles an hour or whatever. That does not hurt them at all. And then others are made so that they actually turn internally and break themselves. Solar panels, we array those so that they are hurricane
quick
food,
here.
Basically.
When you talk about the wind turbine breaking itself, you're not talking about shattering, you're talking about stopping.
No. Southwest Wind Turbine, for example, makes a wind turbine which the actual housing is on a hinge, and when the wind comes at it very strong, it sort of folds in a little bit and automatically slows itself down.
We're going to be interviewing somebody from Southwest Wind Power next week.
Well, Andy Cruz there is a very knowledgeable person, and I've worked with Andy for years. We have no exclusives with any providers of all of the components that we use, whether it's batteries or wind turbines or whatever. So we take an independent look at everybody's product to make sure that it's the right kind of product for the customer. That's kind of how we've always operated.
Talking about that genre, the exclusives concept, one of your primary customers has been the military, and you've sold lots of units, deployed a lot of things. Is there a conflict if you are also selling these to the private sector that this would end up in a combatant hands so that you have the same system supporting the other side, so to speak?
Well, we would never do that. That's an easy one. We really like the Buy American approach. We're certainly supporting the troops, and you know that's just not something we would ever do. So that is not a problem for us. And we have commercial versions of our products as well as military ones. And the special requirements the military may have, and you know some of the things that are not suitable for the commercial market, are only sold to the military.
I would imagine that some of that would include the defense capability. If you have an unmanned station and you have an enemy combatant that wants to take it out, you probably can't talk about what you have in that area. But are there things along those lines, can you say?
Well, we work with the customer, and sometimes the power stations are on a military base. The military base is very well protected on the perimeter, and sometimes they're in very remote locations. And when they are, there are all sorts of special measures, which, as you can guess, I'm not going to talk about, to make sure the systems are protected, because when you're in a remote location and folks' lives depend on that you've got power for satellite transmissions or whatever, you just need to make sure the power is always there and no excuses no matter what. So that's what we aim to do.
And also, you were talking about the solar blanket. That seems awfully flimsy. You're able to make that strong enough that it's going to hold up?
Oh, yeah. There are various models of that which we make. Some are made on a very tough canvas-like material, and there we can use flexible, for example, solar materials for that. One of the features of being flexible, which is a good thing, is that when you're dealing with amorphous solar, it does not have as high an efficiency as the more rigid solar does. Amorphous solar, the flexible solar that's used in solar backpacks and things like that, has an efficiency of maybe 9 to 11% if you wanted to take some broad numbers. Whereas when we're doing other systems where we have rigid solar panels like the ones you see on houses and so forth that are in frames, they can easily be anywhere from 15 to 21%. So one of the things we've developed and filed patents on, we have hundreds of patent claims filed on our products worldwide, but one of the products we've developed is one which really combines the rapid deployability of what previously was just flexible solar material with high efficiency that you get with what's called crystalline solar. And that way you don't have to sacrifice that efficiency that you want to have for the flexibility to rapidly deploy solar systems in the field.
Do you see solar and other renewable energy providers wanting to try their systems out with you as kind of a bully treatment to run it through the ringer to see how much abuse it can take?
I get a call from an inventor of something just about every day, whether it's a wind turbine or a new shape of a blade on a turbine or a new kind of solar panel or a new kind of heat pump or more exotic technology just about every day. And we're always pleased to see what's out there because as a product integrator, we always want to be able to advance the technology and to get the best solution to the customer. And that's with all of the venture capital money and all of the money going into renewables, there are new products coming out just about every day. And that's one reason why I like reading that, what you have online at Free Energy Now. It's just a lot of fascinating things happening in this very rapidly growing field. So we love to have people contact us and say, hey, I've got a great new idea. Could you take a look at it? We'll be happy to talk to them and, see what they might have. And we do joint ventures with startup companies and that sort of thing.
Yeah, make sure you pass on some of your stuff to us that you think you might be interested to our audience that is not proprietary.
Sure.
Forward it on to us so we can put it on our freeenergynews.com.
I'll be happy to do that. And for the readers or for those that are listening that haven't seen what you have on your website, it's always interesting material. This is not your usual website about solar or wind or whatever. It's just a really fascinating list of new technologies.
Yeah, we try to keep it interesting and cover the gamut from conventional to way non-conventional. The line in the sand is there a claim at least to a working prototype?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we do get what you see with a lot of inventors is they may have a great idea, but I've found over the years that having an idea is actually sometimes easier than making it work. And it's always better to have an idea that somebody has reduced to practice that they can actually show us, and we can plug it in and see how it really performs in the field.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, when you're talking about these systems in a plug-and-play scenario, one of the problems in the past with solar, for example, is you kind of have to plan the whole thing out. Yet it's a $20,000-$30,000 system. All the electronics are integrated. Now you can actually build it out modularly. You can just get one panel, and when you can afford some more, you can get some more because you have what are called microinverters, so that each panel gets its own inverter and can then convert the DC into grid-quality AC power. So you can then have 14-gauge wires coming from each panel into the main control system. And is that something you employ in your setup?
Yes, we can do that, and we sort of laugh. Being near Washington, D.C., we sort of say that when you have a little power, you always want more power.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that on Capitol Hill all the time. But it's true with power systems anywhere. People start out and they say, well, I want 5,000 watts in the field to do something. And, after a while, they want to add a Coke machine on and a whole bunch of TVs and radios and electronics. And so whatever power system you have that you start out with, you always want to build in a little bit extra capability that can easily be added when you have more money or more of a need for that extra power.
I want more RAM on my computer. I want another
hard
drive.
That's exactly right. And, we'll put a power station out in the field, and someone will say, hey, can you put a weather station on that? And can we get real-time information off of the power coming out of it and that sort of thing? And that's a very common occurrence.
When we come back from this last break, I'd like to get a little bit into your company growth and how you're doing in this kind of fragile economy that we're in right now.
Sure.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
It's awesome!
Love it. It's great for the family. All our kids love it. That's why we come here.
Begins now through March 29th.
Good times can be had by all.
It's the best time we have every year. Great time for everyone.
Join us at the Renaissance Festival! Huzzah!
Come and have a turkey leg.
The Renaissance Festival is back! Begins now through March 29th. Arr, the Pirate Joust is fun! Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or online at RenFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
You gotta come see it. You come out here and you'll have a good time. My kids love it.
There's lots of shops to go to.
Hair braiding.
Hoof face painting.
Oh, and I really like the meat sticks, the turkey. Whoa!
Good job!
There's so much going on. Make sure you come out early and stay all day.
Kids, 5 for 12 are free. February 21st and 22nd at the Renaissance Festival. With coupons available at participating Ready, the Mexican Grill, Wendy's, Shell Stations, and Phoenix Flower Shops. While supplies last.
I've lost a total of 109 pounds.
I've lost 65 pounds.
I have a tremendous increase in energy.
We do it every 6 months. We're afraid not to.
Use the program medical doctors across America have recommended to their patients. You can stop sugar cravings, lose fat, and have daily sustained energy. It's the 21-day body makeover. Try our new 3-step payment plan. Now you can benefit like thousands of others in 3 easy steps. Click on MultiPay when ordering your 21-day body makeover. Go to 21daybodymakeover.com.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen here, coming back at you from Eagle Mountain, Utah. I'm talking tonight to David Mucko. He's the CEO of Sky Built Power out of Virginia. They're over there in the region where Arlington and whatnot, a lot of the military infrastructure for the nation, and that's one of the primary customers, so it's a good place for them. Dave, your company builds these portable, modular, rapidly deployable, renewable energy systems. Do you go as small as a backpack?
We don't build backpacks, but we do have a airline checkable suitcase. So that's pretty close and gives you a lot more power. Backpack systems, which you may have seen, will typically power a cell phone for you or two or three. But if you need your laptop powered up pretty quick and some of those things, you need just a little bit more power.
Let's talk, before we talk about some of the financial ends of things for your company, let's talk about that suitcase power system.
Okay. We call this the Q case. I'm a James Bond fan, and one of our investors is InQtel, the CIA's venture capital firm. And you remember in the James Bond movies, from Russia with Love, for example, Bond had a briefcase, and it was a really slick briefcase. It had, of course, a knife that popped out and some exploding talcum powder and some gold sovereigns in it. And Q was a friend of the actor who played Q was a friend of George Tenet's when he created InQtel, or asked the Congress to create InQtel, the investment firm. So we called this the Q case, and what we did was we took a what's called a Pelican case, which is a really tough military waterproof plastic type case with rollers on it, and we put any number of batteries in there depending on the customer's need and how much power they want, and some cables and some solar blankets, and you go to wherever you want to deploy this. Throw the blankets on the ground, plug it in, and if you want a wind turbine with that, we have another little package that has a small wind turbine. And basically, we build this, for example, for the Army National Guard, which when they run, let's say, an exercise on a mountaintop and there are no roads or whatever, they really have had to carry generators on their back, which they don't like to do, up mountaintops, and then they've got to carry fuel, and then they have to maintain it, and then it makes noise, and on and on. Maybe you change the filter every 250 hours and change the oil. So this just solves those kinds of problems. You just put it out there, plug it in, and it just runs. And you get, we size these for whatever the load is and whatever the climate is and how much sun and wind are in the area, and then you've got extremely reliable power with no noise, no fuel, no logistics, and virtually no maintenance.
How's your company doing in this economy?
Well, we're doing very well. We're in a unique niche here. There are a lot of companies. If you look at, for example, solar business, there are large utility size megawatt solar array building companies, and then you've got kind of recreational solar things. Coleman and some others have small solar panels, and they'll recharge a laptop or something like that. We're in a very interesting niche. We're the leader in that niche, and that is high value, very reliable mobile power, which is expandable. It's the on or off the grid, kind of typically from 400 watts to 50,000 watts. And areas where normally you'd need a diesel generator or some other generator that you really don't want to use. And that's our segment. And our sales have been virtually doubling every year since we got started. We expect them to accelerate more rapidly here going forward. We have alliances with a lot of very substantial companies, cell tower companies, radio companies, some of the big system integrators that we work with. And we don't need tax credits and those sorts of things to be very successful in this niche that we're in.
Now, if somebody wants to invest in your company, what can they, or how's that
work?
Well,
we are not publicly traded. We are privately held. From time to time, we do allow investors in. If they had an interest, they can contact me. My email address is dmucho, M-U-C-H-O-W, at skybuilt, skybuilt.com. And they could send me an email if they have some interest in wanting to hear more about the company.
Now, another question I'd like to ask before we get to the end of the show here, and it's gone really fast. What kind of challenges are you facing as a company?
Well, that's a good question. One of the challenges that we have is obviously keeping up with all of the new components that might provide a better system for our end-use customers. And there are so many really interesting new inventions out there that we, of course you feature a lot of those on your website, Free Energy Now, that we spend quite a bit of time looking at what is the optimal mix of solar, new solar products, wind, inverters, supercapacitors, whatever, and making sure that we can provide what is the optimal solution, whether it's lowest cost or most green or most power per weight, per unit of size and weight that we can for our customers. So that's one challenge. The other is, frankly, we've got a huge amount of business, and we are currently staffing up, adding more engineers and so forth, because you just take the cell tower business. All around the world, people want cell phones in the developing world. That means you need more cell towers, and a lot of those are in more remote areas, out in the hinterlands, on mountaintops or whatever, and where you really cannot be using fuel to power them. So in areas like that, we're just getting a huge number of requests for help for us to spec out a system and that kind of thing. So those are two of the challenges, but we're very happy with the current opportunities out there are very substantial.
With the role you are playing with cell companies, it would seem like you're broadening the reach of modern communications to bring internet cell communications to more and more remote locations around the world.
Well, that's right. Plus, in the health area, for example, if you want to fight AIDS in Africa, you know, the Gates Foundation, Clinton Foundation, others have been working very hard in that area. But say you want to fight AIDS. Well, how do you do that? Well, you need medicines in remote areas. You need refrigeration. And then the question is, where do you get the power? And often power is one of the last things people think of, but it's one of the most essential, because it can have a tremendous cost impact, having to haul power in. The same thing is true in SBI Net, which is this electronic wall in the United States on the Mexican border. There, you know, the government's trying to put sensors and so forth in those areas, but a lot of the areas are swampy. They want mobile power for mobile sensors, so they won't have to buy up all the property and that sort of thing. And maybe there's not a lot of power needed because it's a camera or a sensor. But the question is, what are you going to use to power that? And the answer traditionally has been, we'll put, you know, propane or diesel generator there. But the logistics make that impossible in many areas. So there are lots of opportunities there for us.
Another one that I'd like to mention, we're going to be putting in our news hopefully soon. There's a new approach, Synergy Farms, a company that we've been aware of for quite some time that has super efficient energy technologies for lighting, for motor controllers, has been working with an agriculture approach where they're using aeroponics. It's not hydroponics, it's aeroponics, where they use a mist to feed the roots, and they're able to integrate nutrients into the mist. And so in 1 acre building, 20 feet tall with racked shelves, they can grow as much food as a 230-acre farm. And they're using renewable power to power these things. And the idea is basically you can build one of these things wherever you need food. You don't have to strip the land and grow. I mean, not strip the land. You don't have to have farmable land. You could put it in downtown Tokyo, you could put it out in the desert, and your system could be married to that technology. It could get really quite exciting to plunk down a farm wherever you need food.
Well, that's an excellent point. And there are also sensors which will sense the moisture level in the soil and will be able to tell you when you need to water so that you don't just water and waste water. And speaking of wastewater, we're working with another inventor who has a highly efficient wastewater treatment system, which could be used easily and made mobile anywhere in the world. And again, you need to power that and not either have a 100-mile extension cord or have to worry about hauling fuel around.
Right. We've come to the end of our show. One more time, let's get your website address.
It's skybuilt.com, SKYBUILT.com, and it's Skybuilt Power.
Thanks, Dave, for joining us. It's been great having you on.
It's been great being there. Thank you.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Your Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. KFNX.